Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
You proved to me last night that you had more heart than I ever thought that you did. I don't care how many people are booing you here tonight. You and I know that last night we fought. You and I fought. And I fought you with everything that I had. And guess what? Sir, you beat me. I put it all on the table. And all I have left to say is this. Congratulations.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to Pain Clinic for February 28th. Real quick holidays today. It's Floral Design Day, Public Sleeping Day, and National Tooth Fairy Day. So go out and watch The Rock and the Tooth Fairy.
Fall asleep to it because Public Sleeping Day.
Public Sleeping. You'll really follow. No disrespect, Rock. Birthdays today, real quick. The missing link, Dewey Robertson, would have been 76 today. I got to meet him, fortunately, a few years ago. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, 62. Norman Smiley, or some people call him Smiley. I don't know. It's Smiley. He's 50. He's a trainer down in NXT. Past guest, Lance Hoyt. You might remember him as Vance Archer in the WWE. He's 38. And Masato Tanaka is 42. Big ECW Japanese wrestler back when ECW was pretty cool. And so check those birthdays out today. Also, my sister Kathy's born today. I'm not going to say her age. She'll kill me. As well as my wife is tomorrow. So, hey, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us Sunday, March 29th for WWE's WrestleMania 31 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. It's a special start time, 7 p.m., guys. That's March 29th. We'll be there, and we're going to have some stuff to give away. We've been giving away some pretty cool stuff the last few times. And, of course, there's never a cover for WWE pay-per-view, so come join us March 29th for WWE's WrestleMania 31 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. And if you're out and about tonight and you want to see Ronda Rousey fight, tonight is UFC 184 at Salvatore's at the garage door. That starts at 10 p.m., so get there early. It's a $5 cover. We get to see women's bantamweight champion Ronda Rousey take on Kat Zingano. And this fight was supposed to happen a year ago. Kat Zingano blew her knee out. Now she's back, and she's talking some smack to Ronda, so this is going to be a good fight tonight. It'll be hosted by us, and there'll be drink specials all night long. Come on out tonight at Salvatore's at the garage door. 10 o'clock it starts for UFC 184. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play, and our friend Jamie. There's something who brought us up this morning. Looks like burgers and chicken sandwich, something like that. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGrays.com.
All right.
Oh, it's so much easier when there's less people.
Yeah, I know. There's no confusion going on here.
None. We usually just stare at each other.
One more plug. Hey, are you interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com and become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. And in 2 weeks from, 3 weeks from today, we'll have the Rock Roller Derby girls up. They'll have their next bout at the Blue... What's it called? Bill Gray's Iceplex. And that'll be the 3 weeks from today they'll be up. But today we're talking professional wrestling. We've got a huge guest in our next segment.
Thanks.
No, hello. But let me introduce
the cat. Is that a fat joke?
No, let me. Yeah, you talking about me?
Wait, you got a huge guest.
Let me tell you who's here today. I'm the Cash Man, Richard Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, manning the Twitter this morning.
Yes.
And you can text us, too, at 222-1280. If you're outside the area code, put a 585 on that. We can read your text.
Yeah, I can't because I don't know the password.
Oh, well, I'll tell you in our commercial break.
Or just say it on the air. Yeah. Nothing bad could happen if we did that.
Certainly.
Right?
You want your home address out there, too?
Yeah,
sure. Your
why
phone
not.
Number. And you have a Social Security card, right?
Yes, in my wallet.
Okay. We can read that number later. So if you're looking for, and if someone's trying to get a credit card, just wait for Danny to read the number.
Hey, it's already happened once.
Also joining us is the man, the myth, the legend, man, the leader of the band, Mark Fantasia.
Hello.
Wow,
good
that was
morning.
A nice intro.
The Mark Fantasia.
The Mark Fantasia.
The Mark.
Yeah, and welcome to the show. I'm the Cashman. It's three of us, and everyone else is someplace else.
Remember, they're not in the hot tub.
Yeah, the artiste actually will be here for our interview next segment, but Danger Boy, he disappeared. I think it's a bachelor weekend up at Turning Stone.
It's a three-day thing, and each day they're dedicating to The Hangover 1, The Hangover Part 2, The Hangover Part 3.
Oh, was there a third one?
For real? That's awesome.
That's what he made it sound like. He said, I'll be surprised if I survive this weekend.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him yet, so I hope he's okay.
Which one is he going to be? Is he going to be the one that roofies everyone, or is he going to be the one that just gets lost every time?
That's a good question. Yeah, actually, he probably is the one, the proactive one. The lost one is the one who's like the guy getting married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
who's
barely in the movie. So, well, welcome to the show. We're here to talk professional wrestling. Like I said, we have a huge guest in the next segment. We got WWE's coming to town this Friday, March 6th. The Blue Cross Arena. I don't know if we've told you that enough times. I know for a fact that we have one more pair of tickets to give away today on the air. And when you win those tickets, when I finally do go out and say call, you better be yelling, I'm going to WWE March 6th Blue Cross Arena, because if you have no idea what you're winning, I'm going to the next caller.
Scream it like you're going to WrestleMania.
Yeah. I mean, we have to make these little triumphs here when we're stuck in Rochester. And
just don't say, what did I win?
Yeah. We don't need, you know, four.
We have four
weeks of 0 degrees. This is like something to brighten everyone's night, that's for sure. Next Friday, March 6th. Plenty of great tickets still available. Go to Ticketmaster.com, look up Blue Cross Arena, you'll find them. And there's those VIP deals where you can buy a great seat and then you can meet somebody.
Yeah, but I'm not going to pay $200 if it's like, I don't know, J&J Security.
I don't know.
I would actually meet J&J Security.
I love
J&J. But would you pay $200?
But if you get to meet both of them? Not.
No. Well, both of
them.
So are J&J each worth $100?
Will they take care of your dry cleaning?
Now, if they were to follow me around and act like my actual security, totally worth it.
I'd kind of want Jamie Noble to go back to his old I won money phase.
Jamie Noble.
Yeah, I loved him when he was a Ring of Honor champion at one time. So
yep.
It was great. But yeah, who knows who it's going to be? I mean, we got the class coming out. We'll talk about that later as we go on. It's pretty much the A team. Dun, 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 dun.
I love it when a plan comes
together. See, it was stuck in my head yesterday, and now it's back there.
Is that the song that was stuck in your head?
Yeah,
that you were
the A-team from the A-team.
Okay.
So, nevertheless, they're the A-team. We got John Cena. We got Daniel Bryan. We got Roman. I think Roman Reigns. I'm not sure yet. They keep adding more pictures to their website. Who's coming? We got Kane. We have Dean Ambrose. I mean, it's going to be a great show, so definitely don't miss
all
it.
The best
There's
ones.
Some great tickets still available, so check it out. Go to Ticketmaster, or you can go down to the box office. Yeah, or you can win them here later on the show. But we are going to be talking to a guy who's going to be in town this Friday in the next segment, a certain Bad News Barrett. He has some bad news for us, and we'll talk with him in the next segment. But we want to talk about a lot of stuff that's been going on this past week. Let's talk about, first of all, the Fastlane pay-per-view. Real quickly, thank you for everybody who came out to Salvatore's. I know it wasn't a high drawing pay per view because it's not WrestleMania; it's the one before WrestleMania. And you know, sometimes it's hard to sell that one because they're not going to change too much of what they're planning to do for WrestleMania in the show before that.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is that it?
Danny,
really
looks like you're going to say something. I want to say something too. Also, if you check out our feelthepain.net or thepainclinic.net webpage, we actually did a preview from Salvatore's of the pay-per-view at the table. And it's pretty funny because I was so wrong on so much. But nevertheless, it was...
I called the tag team match.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It was... But I do thank everybody for coming out. But I did think that, you know, they could have eliminated this pay-per-view and gone straight to WrestleMania after Royal Rumble.
It was nothing more than an average Raw. Really.
Less than average Raw, really.
Well, but when you compare it to the Raw the night after Fastlane,
it's true.
It was like a 5-star pay-per-view.
Yeah, they got 5 weeks to build up WrestleMania, and they're taking their sweet time. We'll just say that.
Yes, they are, but still, like, so many different excellent dynamics coming out of it. Wrestling action aside, I mean, the fast lane was okay. The only thing that I found coming out on Monday Night Raw that I was excited about was the interaction between AJ and Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We had some news of stuff that's happened this past week.
It's been a huge week.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things. You know, I've got
off camera.
I've got a list of stuff that I definitely want to talk about. You know, about things that we'll talk eventually about during the hour. But yeah, that was a news piece that came out where what happens is Stephanie McMahon congratulated during the Oscars last week. Patricia Arquette got up in front of everybody and said, and it was great for I'm a pro woman all the way. You know that. I think equal rights amongst all everything. And she said that the women should be paid as well as the guys. And then Stephanie McMahon echoed online saying, yeah, way to go. And then AJ Lee came out of nowhere and said, yeah, it'd be great if it was the same in the WWE.
Followed by a 30-second match for the women between the Bella Twins versus Paige and Emma. Yeah. And it lasted exactly 30 seconds.
But seriously, 3 hours of programming, you give your divas 30 seconds. When you know if you give them a chance, they could probably put on some stellar matches.
Which is funny. If you just remember last week's show, we were all saying, you know, well, the NXT women, hey, they have a better chance. They have a better chance of wrestling. And I said out loud, I go, well, the girls can't wrestle like that on WWE. But then they give them a 30-second match. Enough said.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, if I'm Charlotte, if I'm Bayley, if I'm any of the divas down in NXT, stay there.
Yeah, except for the money's better in the WWE. And I mean, if you can...
But the word is the women in NXT get paid better than some of the men.
Ooh, really?
What?
Yeah. Nevertheless, what we were discussing is AJ kind of called out Stephanie McMahon in a couple Twitters, saying that, it's great that you're following Hollywood and what's going on there, but look in your own backyard. Basically, that's what she said. And it's true. And I mean, you know, and the thing is if you actually, but you know what, if you cookie cutter it down and look at who gets the most time on Monday Night Raw and everything, and based on pay, you know, maybe it's
Triple H.
Maybe it's equal. I don't know. Maybe it's appropriate because they have the 30-second match. You know, I mean,
I just don't know how you justify it when you're doing amazing things with the women in NXT.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how you justify that,
or even justify Stephanie's Twitter thing. I was saying, you know, good job, you know, Arquette, that was great. And then you literally followed up that night with a 30-second match. I mean, you just said, it was basically very hypocritical.
Yeah,
not as I do.
Well, and then apparently Stephanie blew up huge backstage from it, and Vince McMahon told her what to
tweet out. Yeah.
Yeah, instead of her just going off like she wanted to. I mean, you know what? It's every once in a while, it's okay to show people, you know, I mean, people who, you know, the mistakes, because there was a lot. I mean, but, you know, look in your own backyard.
What? I don't know if you're going to have to hit the dump button on me, but it seems like AJ Lee, no pun intended, it seems like AJ has a little CM Punk in her. That's all I'm saying.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know what? Yeah, you got to figure they live together, you know? I mean,
exactly.
And she, you remember the shoot interview? That was like, they went through and did the top. You ever follow those top tens they do on YouTube?
Yes.
They had one where they had the top 10 insults of the past year, and it was the whole AJ Lee promo that they did.
It was like
number four. So obviously they encouraged. I mean, and that was, there were some shoot elements to that.
When they said, what did they say? Something's not sexually transmitted.
It's time that the Bella Twins realize that talent isn't a sexually transmitted thing.
Well, and the thing is that I wonder if AJ doing that, maybe she's just going to follow along, especially now that WWE is suing CM Punk. Maybe she's probably just going with the, all right, I'm done. I don't care. She's going to follow him over to UFC, be his ring manager, whatever. She's not. I have a feeling she might be done.
Writing out a contract?
I don't know. Exactly. I heard that she's going to be back before WrestleMania. So
after that tweet and then they're suing her husband, I'm going to have to beg the differ on that.
Well, it's actually not them. It's the ringside physician who's doing the suing. So
unless they are going to do AJ versus Stephanie at WrestleMania, which would be excellent.
Yeah.
There's nothing really to do for her.
Yeah, not at the moment. You know, I mean, heck, there's nothing to do for the women in general. I mean, the way they've been, you know, pushed into a corner as small as possible.
There is a great article I read online. It said every WrestleMania, it breaks down every WrestleMania and how much time the women have been given and what kind of matches there are. There was 11 WrestleManias where there weren't even any women matches at all, which I found was very, very crazy. But there's a lot of chances that they really just don't get a chance to really perform on the biggest stage of them all. And they do them in, like, lumberjill matches and 10-man or 10-women matches. They don't really get a chance on there.
I was going to say, not only that, but how many times when they're actually on the card, again, yeah, are they in those stupid gimmicky matches? The Playboy Bunny matches have we seen, or where they're putting them with the celebrities? I mean, they've had matches
Maria
Menounos,
yeah.
Snooki, you know, ridiculous.
I don't know.
Stuff.
Snooki actually did some really cool backflips.
She did a round off and threw her behind into somebody.
Still better than what Vicky Guerrero did off that horrible frog splash that she did at WrestleMania that
oh,
one
yeah,
year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, we can argue about this all day, and there's so much more stuff we want to talk about, but we got to get our guests on the flip side of the break. So we got to take a break right now.
Fighting for women this morning.
You know what? It's always good to fight for women, you know? It's always good, you know, because I agree. I mean, so I agree with Stephanie. You know, it's great that they can be equally paid. You know, it's nice if it could happen in the WWE, but, you know, I'm sure they have some sort of rationale as to why not. You know, maybe it's time and on TV, time, you know, involved and create. But, you know, their Divas show does pretty well, too. So, you know, let's go to break. We got Bad News Barrett on the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Give Seth Rollins. There's no reason why the face and the future of the WWE can't exist at the same time.
You know why you battered him? Because deep down in your heart of hearts, you know that you're only half the man that he is. Deep down in your heart of hearts, you know face to face, he'd whip your ass. And deep down in your heart of hearts, you know you're nothing but a little bitch.
This is the Rochester Restaurant Guide, with great suggestions on places to go the next time you're going out to eat. Like Mulconry's Irish Pub in Fairport, offering lunch and dinner daily. Their menu features American favorites and Irish specialties. Mulconry's has a huge private party room, perfect for showers, rehearsal dinners, and corporate events. Enjoy live music, too, every Friday night. Mulconry's Irish Pub, 17 Liftbridge Lane in Fairport, and Mulconry's.com. Selena's Mexican Restaurant, serving hot, traditional, and fresh Mexican favorites made in-house every day for over 16 years. Selena's offers a private party room and on and off-site catering, too. Selena's Mexican Restaurant, 302 North Goodman Street in the Village Gate. Like them on Facebook and online at Selena's.com. Sinbad's Mediterranean Cuisine, a family-run Rochester favorite, celebrating 22 years in business and now offering 22 all-new wines unique to the Mediterranean coast. Sinbad serves delicious, authentic, fresh Mediterranean cuisine 7 days a week, including gluten-free options, plenty of off-street parking. Sinbad's Mediterranean Cuisine, 719 Park Avenue, online at MySinbad's.com. And every Thursday, you can pick up great restaurant deals at Rochester for Less.
You are having an amazing sports weekend. Remember to talk sports with me Monday 3 until 6 only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
How much longer are you going to carry on with this nonsense? Let me tell you something for free. Nobody wants to hear about your little sob story. Just so happens I've got some bad news for you. Because you won't be getting a WrestleMania moment this year. Losers like you don't deserve the spotlight.
Hey, this is Norman Smiley, screaming Norman Smiley, hardcore champ. I'm on the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Don't miss it because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Thank you, screaming Norman Smiley, trainer to the stars. I figure we talked about AJ Lee. Might as well come back with her boyfriend's music here for a bit.
Husband.
Her husband, sorry. It was her boyfriend at one time. But, hey, welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole and Mark Fantasia. Got the artiste joining us real quick. We got a special guest on the line with us right now. But let me hold on. Let me do my plugs first. Don't forget, you can come out to Salvatore's tonight to watch UFC 184. Ronda Rousey fighting Kat Zingano, the main event. Cannot wait. Come on out. 10 o'clock tonight. Get there early. $5 cover. Come out and hang out with us. We'll have a good time. I'm going to give a couple T-shirts away, and hopefully we'll all be satisfied with a well-fought card tonight. I think we will, so I'm kind of excited, definitely. And we got a lot of things we want to talk about. We'll talk about later. Remind me when we get back to after Wade Barrett. I definitely want to talk about certain Ascension losing on TV this past week. All right. But before any longer, I will get the man on the line with us. He is a very patient, sir. Man, thank you so much.
let's welcome a WWE superstar who will be coming to Rochester Friday, March 6th for the WWE Live event. He's currently WWE's Intercontinental Champion the fifth time. He's held the title. Let's welcome Wade Bad News Barrett back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much for the time today, Bad News.
Thank you very much. Good to be on the show again.
Oh, thank you. This is the third time, believe it or not, we've talked, but the first time since you've been holding a title. The Bad News Intercontinental Championship sounds pretty nice, sir, and it's your fifth time. Isn't that fantastic?
That's right. It's pretty cool. It's a title I always had a lot of respect for when I was younger and a fan of WWE and watching guys like Shawn Michaels and Bret the Hitman Hart and the British Bulldog, David Roy Smith, carrying this particular title. So it's a real honor for me to be the Intercontinental Champion now for the fifth time.
But Bad News, it would be nice to actually be able to carry your own belt, right, to have possession of it?
Yeah, that's the problem. In this day and age, a lot of thieves around, and Dean Ambrose is the epitome of a thief. As he's stolen my championship, but I have every intention of getting my hands back on it soon. I might employ the Repo Man to go and pick it up for me if I can track him down.
Definitely Repo or get David Otunga. You know, maybe have to do it that way, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if Dean Ambrose really respects the laws of the land, so David Otunga might not work in this instance. So Repo Man, I think, is my best bet.
I don't know. I feel like Dean has to have a great lawyer if that contract for the match itself actually held up in a court somewhere.
Either he has a good lawyer or I had a very bad one. Yeah, it was a bit of a strange contract. I agree on that.
Very cool. Well, I want to let you know, you're number 10 on the combined days of holding that title you have right now, and it's just about a year's length in your five reigns. I got to say, very impressive, sir. You're making your name up among some Hall of Famers up there now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, someone actually sent me the list not so long ago. I noticed that a lot of the guys on the list were kind of from back in the 70s and 80s when the reigns were a lot longer back then. So it's a pretty huge thing to have a long reign in this day and age. Titles tend to change hands pretty quickly nowadays. So, yeah, definitely very proud to crack the top 10 list.
Bad News Barrett, I know last time we talked, we were getting ready for a live event here in Rochester, another one coming. It's on the road to WrestleMania, though. This time of year, how excited are you? It feels like everybody's kind of a little extra motivated when this season comes around every year.
Yeah, WrestleMania is kind of like Christmas for us, so all the locker room, you know, a couple of months before WrestleMania starts getting very excited, and rumors start rolling around about, you know, who's going to be doing what at WrestleMania and what spot you're going to get on the card and things like that. Traditionally, I've always had very bad luck when it comes to WrestleMania. I've not really had my WrestleMania moment yet, but I'm hopeful this year might be with me being the Intercontinental Champion. Hopefully we'll get something good, and I'll have my WrestleMania spot.
Yeah, you have an idea what the match is going to be at for WrestleMania with you?
Nope, no idea. I've heard a couple of rumors, which I'm not going to repeat at the moment, but fingers crossed we get something good, and obviously I'm hoping to go out there and do something pretty significant.
Now, wait, I have to ask a personal question right now. Very excited for the live event coming up in Rochester. Also, it's going to be special for me because my six-year-old nephew going to his first WWE event as a superstar. Any words of advice or tips? I want to make this as special as I can for him.
Make sure you buy a Bad News Barrett t-shirt, and if you do that, I promise you, you will have the greatest time ever. If you don't do that, it kind of might be just an okay experience, but to push you to the absolute best experience you can have, buy and wear a Bad News Barrett t-shirt. That's the only advice I have.
Consider it done.
He'll become the ladies' man by doing that. That's for sure. I have always had one question I wanted to ask you, and I don't think the times in the past we've had time. But when the Nexus was formed during the NXT Season 1, was the way it ended the original intent of how it was going to from the beginning of that show, or was that kind of like a last-minute thing?
Do you mean when we threw the Nexus together and became a group?
Yeah, pretty much when you took over at the very end of the first season. You know, you took over the Raw and everything else.
Yeah, I'd say that was definitely not the original intent. The original intent was that the guy who won would go on and become a WWE superstar. The remaining seven guys would either go back down to the developmental territory or be released. So there was a lot of pressure on us during that season to make sure that you were the guy who won it, and obviously I did end up winning it. And then I think pretty soon after that, Vince realized that there was quite a bit of talent on the show that we'd used, and it would be foolish to kind of cut all of those guys. I mean, you look at some of the guys who were on that show, like Ryback was on that particular season, Daniel Bryan was on that season, Heath Slater, Justin Gabriel, you know, there's quite a few guys who really made something of themselves out of that season. So I think they realized, well, there's a lot of talent there, let's do something with them. We have a great opportunity to debut a bunch of young guys, and let's take a shot. So it was a pretty late decision early in the season.
So we've got a WWE live event coming here to Rochester, and I guess I want to give props to us, really, from the last time that we talked with you. We have switched from saying house show to live event permanently. So thank you for that tip last time. But I remember we talked last time about the differences with going to a live event, and I've specifically noticed how much WWE has stepped up the live event status. It's not a televised show, but there's more production to it, and it's just a fun time. I honestly prefer going to the live events. Can you just talk again kind of just to what a fan can experience going to this kind of a show, maybe compared to, you know, if they've only gone to TV before?
Yeah, definitely. I think the live events, really, you're getting more immersed in a traditional kind of pro wrestling experience where the focus is more on the in-ring action. There's less talking, there's less video packages and stuff like that. You still get the production of the big stage and the big screen and things like that. We've kind of improved that side of things from the production end. But I think the focus is a lot more on the in-ring action and the storytelling from a performer standpoint. And I think, you know, a lot of our audience who haven't experienced it before tend to be pretty surprised when they go to a live event how different it actually is from the TV show, whereas our TV show is more of a variety show with backstage segments and commercials and stuff like that, and speaking segments. It's a lot less about that, a lot more about sort of pure in-ring entertainment in the live event. So I'm speaking on behalf of probably 95% of the roster, I would say the majority of us actually prefer performing in the live event setting as opposed to the TV setting.
Very cool. We briefly saw you on East Totals Divas recently, very briefly. If you blinked your eye, you might have missed them. Is that a show you would like to be more on in a little bit, or is it a little invasive for you? I mean, that was, you know, kind of like you were in the background a couple of times and stuff. What did you think about that?
Yeah, they asked me to do it. It's not something I've ever harbored dreams on appearing on, to be honest with you. I was asked to do it as a favor of somebody, and I agreed to do it. I think it is a little bit invasive. I was fine with everything that aired, but it's not something that I'm actively pursuing and trying to get a spot on regularly. I think it's a great TV show. It's just not something that I really have designs on myself.
Well, you certainly seemed like a quality gentleman the way you handled things on the episode. I just want to know.
But there must have been some great editing, if that's how I guess.
Now, I just want to know. I'm a fan of the show. I have no problem admitting that. But if there was a total dudes show, I guess, who would be the first male wrestler to be cast from the roster, in your opinion?
Oh my God, total dudes. Well, what's the criteria that they need to be
gossiping?
Okay, well, I'll probably have to go with Heath Slater. He's the kind of guy that can stick a camera on 24/7, and there's always going to be something entertaining coming from him, be it good or bad in some way. Something ridiculous always happens with Heath Slater. So he will be my first name on the list, I think.
Yeah, you have to have guys with drama. So just remember, drama's in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I see that you're not a big fan of Man U's Wayne Rooney, just by your tweets. What's your team?
My team is called Preston North End, and I know everyone will have heard of Manchester United, even if you're not a soccer fan, but my team, Preston North End, which is the town where I'm from in the UK, they're a much smaller team, so they don't get much coverage, and no one's really heard of them out here in the States. And actually, last week, we had a match with Manchester United for the first time in 43 years, because, like I say, we're a smaller team. We don't often get to play the bigger side, so it just so happened that the stars converged, and we ended up drawing them in this cup competition. So I was very excited about this, and, you know, it's a huge sign. First time in my lifetime that my team are playing the mighty Manchester United. And with about 8 minutes to go, Wayne Rooney dives, which is what you call flopping in basketball, basically pretending he's been fouled. He wins the penalty, scores, and Manchester United win the game. So I'm furious about this. I call Wayne Rooney out on Twitter, basically accuse him of being a diver and say, I'm going to catch up with him and ballhammer him. At which point he then responds and says he's going to get Stone Cold Steve Austin out of retirement to beat me up. And then I challenged him to a WrestleMania match, and then it kind of went viral around the world, and a bunch of media outlets have picked up on it. So we're kind of waiting for him to respond now and hopefully get into WrestleMania. So we'll see if that comes off.
Very, very cool. Now, we are so excited for you coming to town Friday, March 6th, for WWE Live event. You can see Bad News Barrett on TV every Monday night on USA's Network, on WWE's Raw, every Thursday on the Sci-Fi Channel, on WWE's SmackDown. And he will be in town, like I said a second ago, Friday, March 6th, for WWE Live show at the Blue Cross Arena. Thanks so much for the time again, sir. And I suggest you pack warm, because it's been below zero here the last few weeks.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's actually, we're in Atlanta now, which is supposed to be the dirty south, but it's snowing at the moment. So, yeah, I'm kind of used to this cold weather now.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, buddy. You take care. Good speaking to you guys.
Can't keep Wade too long, man. Thank you so much, Wade, for coming on, hanging out with us. And I cannot wait for the house show. Sorry, live event. I'll get it right. Rob might be able to get it right all the time. He had to run out as soon as this interview ended. So, he still wants to participate. So we're going to get him on the flip side on the phone with us while he's driving. Hopefully not. Hopefully hands free. But don't forget, later in the show, we're giving away last pair of tickets to WWE's March 6th house show Friday. This Friday coming up. You wonder why I'm playing this?
I was kind of curious as to why we came out of Bad News Barrett with this. But.
Because Bad News Barrett's a huge Godfather fan.
Oh, all right.
It's the only time we've talked with him. We really didn't talk about that. So we got to go to break. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
The Lancers are home Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at the BCA. Free car giveaway brought to you by the Ide Family of Dealerships and a home show brought to you by Champion Windows. Lancers home March 1st, 4 p.m. 872kickourlancers.com. Feel the kick, baby!
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The Nazareth Golden Flyers hockey team plays in their conference semifinals against Newman, and we are there. Coverage begins Saturday at 4:30 on Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
Rematch at WrestleMania? What makes you think you deserve a rematch at WrestleMania? What makes you think you deserve because you're the great John Cena? Well, you were the great John Cena. Now, you're just a quitter, John Cena. As far as a rematch goes, you don't deserve it. My answer is no.
This is Y2J Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic.
Cut that down pretty short. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm Nick Cashman here with DC Dan Call, Mark Fantasia, a little cowboy. Remember when Jeff Jarrett used to come out to this?
I do.
Yeah.
Kid Rock performed at WrestleMania?
Huh?
Kid Rock performed
That's
at WrestleMania.
Right. That's right. He did that
but
terrible
you wouldn't
song.
Know it if you bought the DVD.
Yeah. I took that out. I'm so mad at him for stealing Werewolves of London and mixing it together with Sweet Home Alabama. And there's no originality behind that. All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. Like I said, Mark Fantasia, DC, Dan Cole, and you. And we had Wade Barrett in the last segment. Thank you so much for the time once again, Wade Barrett. Cannot wait to see you in Rochester. Folks, this guy is legit big guy, tough guy. We didn't even talk about his bare-knuckle fighting background, too, which he has. But
he scares me. That's why I will buy my nephew a Bad News Barrett t-shirt.
Yeah, well, he says it's, you understood what he said. It's the best one. So also, let me real quick plug tonight. We'll be at the Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, UFC 184. Women's bantamweight champion Ronda Rousey takes on Kat Zingano. So come on out, 10 o'clock, $5 cover. Come hang out with us. I got some t-shirts to give away. And right now I want to jump into this just for a second. If you're going... if you want to see WWE sooner than next Friday, they're going to be Sunday night in Buffalo at the First Niagara Center. You can catch both shows. If you think about it.
Good.
Go to the First Niagara Center, catch I think it's an afternoon show tomorrow. So would you, Danny?
Well, I do have Monday off.
So it is a possibility.
I don't know. Now I think I'm just going to stick to Rochester.
What if we just take a trip to Columbus, Ohio to go see NXT?
Oh, my God.
No, but that's already sold out.
No. Oh, God. Although, come on. Pain Clinic road trips to see live events.
The last one
pretty
was
fun.
Epic.
Yeah,
the one
it was.
To Syracuse was epic.
Within an hour drive, that's coming to play now. Think about it. Sunday afternoon, we could definitely go out and check that out. So
maybe we should all head up to Albany for a certain...
Oh, let's quickly talk real quick about the Ascension losing. What do you think about the Ascension losing, Danny?
They haven't... I don't know what they're doing with them anyway, so who knows if this is all part of some master scheme or if they just don't know what's going on. I don't know if it was just more to try to reestablish the primetime players. But again, we had this on TV, and the Divas only got 30 seconds.
Well, I actually, the way I'm looking at it, though, is that you do have a good chance here, because maybe they didn't want to have the Ascension going way too strong into WrestleMania, but maybe they could do a four-way tag team title match, in which the way I'm looking at it is Cesaro and Kidd versus former champions, the Usos, maybe versus Ascension versus the New Day of, like Kofi and Xavier Woods.
Something well, they beat the Ascension, so, you know, there was the New Day, so.
Yeah, so.
New Day. We've got the Artist is on with us. I know you had to run out there real quick, buddy. You there?
I'll play along with that. Good morning.
Good morning. You're driving hands-free, I assume, right?
I am, yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Always hands-free because I'm always driving.
Yeah, pull over. But it sounds better when you have it up against your head. yeah, we were just talking about some of the you caught us earlier talking about AJ Lee a little bit, and we really didn't get your 2 cents on that one at all. But
I don't really. I mean, is she relevant at this point? Like, she's a great female wrestler, but how little has she been on TV and in storylines and stuff recently? Like, if she wants to follow Punk into oblivion, then so be it. There's plenty of other talented. You know, Diva's on the roster. I think what she said is a valid point. I don't disagree at all with how she and the other Divas should be paid equally. They absolutely should be.
Sure.
Divas should be giving equal, well, a Divas match should be giving equal time to a male wrestling match. I know it's not going to be a 50-50 split on a 3-hour show, but if they get one match a night, I have no problem with it actually getting a decent length of time. I would prefer that, actually.
Oh, I agree 100%. I definitely. I mean, you have one women's match. You have like what, 7 guys matches.
And each one of those matches usually goes at least sometimes 2 segments. I mean,
I'm gonna put you on hold here for a second, Rob. Hold on. Your phone's really kind of not sounding great. So hold on 1 second. We've got real quickly, Chris from Greece. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Rich, managed to diss on 2 of my favorite performers by not mentioning their birthday.
Oh, wait a second.
Wednesday was the 66th for Nate, and 33rd for Miss Maria Kanellis.
Yeah, I know, but if it's on Saturday, those are the birthdays I do. That's how it works, you know?
Can't be so selective, dude.
Well, mine's tomorrow, February 29th, and he didn't say mine.
Besides that, Ring of Honor's got their pay-per-view tomorrow from Vegas. That ought to be wild.
Yeah, apparently Samoa Joe left TNA, and he's going to be showing up in Ring of Honor tomorrow night. So, yeah, definitely check that out. Or if you're not going to the WWE show in Buffalo tomorrow, the live event, then definitely check out the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. They've put on quality shows, so check definitely. Anything else there, Chris?
No, that's got it. Thanks, okay. Rich.
Take it easy, buddy. Let's see. Does it sound any better now, Rob?
I don't know. The cell reception around here, not very far from the radio station, isn't that great, but...
Not very far.
You sound much better.
Yeah, you're funny. You're funny. The WWE is crisscrossing around here. They're going to be in Buffalo tomorrow night, which is pretty cool. And then they're coming back. So are they doing a bunch of shows in this area in the next week or so?
I know NXT's on Thursday, right?
That's right. NXT is Friday and Saturday. They're doing the Arnold in Ohio, which would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? If we weren't here in Rochester already.
Let's see. I'm pulling up their full schedule.
So, but the... some other stuff we wanted to talk about. Anyone notice that new corner cam that they're using on SmackDown?
On all of them.
All the shows.
In all the
yeah.
corners.
What do you think about that? Is it kind of, it's a different perspective. It's almost like a fisheye lens there in a corner.
I don't know. I don't really like them relying on gimmicky camera angles.
It reminds me of something Impact would do.
No. I mean, the only gimmick cam I ever enjoyed was the one they attached to whatever was suspended above the ring during a ladder match. I don't know what enjoyment you can get out of a corner cam.
You know, it just shows you a different perspective. You get to see, like, for instance, Daniel Bryan did the running knee off of it last night on SmackDown. And so you get to see from behind him as he takes out his opponent. It actually gives it a pretty cool perspective to it.
As long as there's no zoom button on it, I'm all about it.
Yeah. To me, it's like something you would find online, you know, kind of like an online look, you know, which maybe is what they're trying to do, I think. I think it's neat. They're trying to expand. I mean, wrestling's a tough business already to tape or to film because you can't be in certain spots. And you know, honestly, because then it gives away too many secrets, you know. But seriously, that is I think that's really pretty cool. We got Scott from Henrietta on with us. Scott, you're there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, I have nicknamed the corner cam as the fatty deposit cam. So this way, you know, they can get those close-up views without having to do abnormal zooms on people's back to make sure that they don't have staph infection.
So it's not to add production value, yeah. It's to cover in the event of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'll admit, I didn't watch it last week because I was so transfixed by the stars on CM Punk's trunk that I kind of got carried away and forgot what time it was. Because it was just a little over the top how they went out of their way to show you different ways of looking at CM Punk's, you know, backside. It was kind of, my wife even was kind of like, you know, what is going on here? Is this a Showtime softcore or is this an investigation video? And I said, I don't know, somewhere in between.
Hey.
you should write some material for us, sir. No, I'm kidding. That's great. Scott, anything else, buddy?
Well, actually, I was going to chime in on the whole give divas a chance thing, and I am one for it. I think some of those divas don't belong in the ring. I think some of them belong back in development. But when you start bringing up Bayley, when you bring up Charlotte, when you start bringing up these, you know, top-tier divas who are amazing in NXT, and you're going to give them 8 minutes and barely even that on Monday nights and Thursday nights, it's a waste of their time. It's a waste of our time. You keep them on NXT or don't do it at all.
I think there's more wrestling on the Divas show than there is on actually WWE TV show. You know, the one on E.
I mean, there might be. I'm curious as to where this whole thing with Natty's going. She seems to be fringing at the moment, so this ought to be interesting.
You know, she's the one I care the least about on that show. I hate to say it. You know, but that, I mean, the thing is, we met her, and she was a really nice girl and everything. But
I wonder if we could give them a whole TV show, like an entire one-hour block. And they
like
have,
the old Blow Girls? Like,
yeah.
You know, like the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling Hour?
Yeah, like, but just all Divas Wrestling. I'd at least give them that chance.
It might work. I mean, you can tell right now that, like, Sasha, that Bayley, that Paige, and AJ, and Charlotte, they can give you long quality matches. A few of them, I didn't watch Summer Rae in NXT, so I don't know how good she is. I hear good things, but she's a joke on the main roster, and Emma has been just, you know, a shoplifting nightmare that basically was reduced to being a token tag team partner.
And you're right. And you're right. That's what she was. She was, you know, that's a shame too. I mean, or she probably, you know, is every once in a while sifted into the Adam Rose brigade there.
You know, I just realized Emma isn't popping bubbles. She's showing her snatching technique. Walking down the aisles, I'll take this, 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 this.
I mean, if you listen to the theme song and go on it, you have five finger discount, discount, five finger discount, discount, five finger discount.
I like this guy.
Scott, thank you so much for calling, sir.
Bye, guys.
Take it easy. We got Paul from Rochester. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Rich. How you doing, buddy? Go John Cena. Hey, DC, I got a warning for you, buddy. Don't go to Holly. You might get shot. They're shooting squirrels, you know.
Is that today?
But Danny's not a squirrel. He's a human being.
But he's not as a squirrel.
He might be confused for once, or maybe 16 stories up.
Well, I tell you, John Cena is my favorite. I hope he goes all the way. And, hey, did I win the tickets for March 6th? Tickets. Come on, Rich. Come on.
No,
were
sorry,
you listening
dude.
To the show? Yeah. We didn't say call in yet.
Wow, did you do that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well,
if Artiste is still listening, I just fulfilled one of his lifelong dreams.
Yeah, well, there's no. You would be doing it to this next one. Hold on. Dave from Henrietta, how's it going, buddy?
Hola.
Yeah. Hola. Okay.
Yeah. Is Daniel Bryan really going to win the Intercontinental title in WrestleMania? I mean, that's like, yeah, and you know we're trying to elevate these belts.
Do you think that's where they're going with this? Because I think we're still going to see a re-debuting Sheamus come out as a heel, and I think maybe that's where Daniel Bryan will track towards. I mean, you know what? It's kind of like John Cena going for the U.S. title. Does he really, you know, does that need to happen?
It actually opens up possibilities, though, for other people to be in the spotlight for the world title. I don't want to see Roman Reigns there, but Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to put your secondary title on your main roster guy, because it actually gives prestige back to that title, possibly.
It does, and I agree. And I would love to see John Cena hold it. I mean, remember Chris Jericho was the heavyweight champion and everything for a while, and then he went back to the IC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that, especially with... If Sheamus came back and won and then feuded with Daniel Bryan after WrestleMania for the Intercontinental title, that could be good.
Okay. Right. Anything else, Dave?
He was holding the title. He was just part of that whole segment with Barrett. So just, I figured he'd be part of it, because otherwise, why would he be there in the first place? Why did Barrett interrupt him?
I couldn't even understand half of what you said there, sir.
Why did Barrett interrupt him, or what, you know, why was he holding the belt if he wasn't going to be part of the match at WrestleMania?
I don't know. I mean, right now they're kind of, I think they're getting a feel out process right now. I don't even, you know, I mean, that might be where he settles in. There was talk, him and Dolph Ziggler going one on one to start the show. There's also been talk with Daniel Bryan with Sheamus. So, I mean, I right now I don't think they have an exact spot. I mean, it's a shame that he had to come out and eat goat or eat whatever, his pride and have to put over Roman Reigns at the beginning of Raw this past week, where it sounded, you know, I mean, that's what he had to do. You know, that was his job, to come out and put him over. He said, I know you guys are booing out there, but this guy, you know, I gave him everything I had. And
we could mark Monday night down on the calendar for when Daniel Bryan lost his smile.
Yeah,
he said it best on Facebook. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Daniel Bryan just died a little bit with that segment.
Yeah, because it was obviously written for him to do. So I don't know, sir. I don't know, Dave, but we'll find out as we get closer, I promise you. And thank you so much for calling. Got Brian from West Virginia, who we haven't talked to probably in about 6 months. How's it going, sir?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you guys again. Hey, have any of you guys checked out on the network for Black History Month, any of the Mid-South, the full episodes they had on there?
I have. I've let my network subscription lapse. I'm sorry.
The only thing I actually did watch out of the Black History Month is I did watch Ron Simmons win the WCW World title. I did watch that. That was a fun thing to watch.
I can tell you, as a fan of that era of wrestling, I was watching those old Mid-South episodes. There were like three of them, and they were so well written. You can tell like why everybody raves about them. I really hope the network just like puts all the Mid-South programming on there, because it's just definitely quality program. I'm just curious if you guys have caught it or not.
Is that the Bill Watts company?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's the one that I thought they held out for a long, long time before selling it.
Yeah,
and I mean, JR was the announcer there.
Yes. Yeah, I was actually the ring announcer on some of those.
Yeah. Now I know what I'm going to do when I go home.
Yeah, it's good stuff, because that's where a lot of guys came from. I believe Sting, the Ultimate Warrior, I think Junkyard Dog, I think Butch Reed. There's a whole bunch of guys that came out of that company that turned out being huge stars. So
it was just it's just exciting television. So I guess you have one more day before. Well, they might keep it up there, but it's just something worth watching. I hope they put the rest of the series up there. So good to talk to you guys again, and good show.
I'm glad you're doing good, man. I'm glad you called. Thanks for your call. Please call again sooner, okay?
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, we have to go to break, and this is the last break of the program, so you know what that means.
Tickets?
That might be the last pair of tickets to give away. We're going to give the last pair of tickets right now. If you want to go to Friday night live event at the Blue Cross Arena, March 6th, and you haven't won in any of these tickets in the past 3 weeks, all you got to do is, when I say your caller 12, you got to go, I'm going to WWE live event at the Blue Cross.
But have a lot of excitement behind this.
Yeah. Try to be happy. I'm sure you'll be happy about it. But
team live event, baby.
Now, like I said, if you say, what do I win? I'm going to the next caller. So 222-1280, star 1280. Keep calling. We're going to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
It's Billy's blooper event at Fusillo Key. I know you guys have seen some of our bloopers on television this month. Maybe not exactly our hugest work, but we are in store for some of our hugest savings this month at Fusillo Kia. Hurry and shop our huge selection of brand new Kias, like the 2015 Kia Sorento, right now, zero down, $259 a month.
MSRP $25,160. It's got that 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, 5 years roadside assistance. It's a 2015 Kia Sorento for zero down, $259 a month this February at Fusillo Kia. You can check out the selection by logging on to FusilloKiaGreece.com. Then come shop us 7 days a week during Billy's Blooper event. It's huge. 42-month, 42,000-mile lease, 12,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile, over mile limit, 8% tax. Zero due at signing. First payment of $259, $595 acquisition fee, plus tax, tags, and DMV fees included in payment structure. $2,500 Kia lease cash applied. $400 disposition fee, $400 early termination fee. No security deposit required. Offer with approved credit through Kia Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer details. Offer ends February 28, 2015.
Monday, noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic on the Cash Man here with Mark Fantasia.
Hey, baby.
Come on, Bulldog.
DC Dancole, Andy Ortiz. Andy Ortiz is back with us. And I just had my ears blown off by the guy who won. Adam from Spring, I can't remember what it was, Spring Valley or something like that. It's like, wow.
Did he get excited?
Big time, man. He's our big winner.
Big time.
So,
we should have put him on the air.
Well, you know, he's still on the hold. I just haven't got his information yet. So
have him recreate it for us.
Let's talk to him for a second. Hey, Adam, are you there, brother?
Yeah, hey, I'm still here, man.
Congratulations. We put you on the air. What the heck? You know, where are you from again? Springwater? What?
Springwater, guys.
Springwater. So
we didn't get to hear it the first time. You got to shout it one more time for us.
Hey, Duder, we're going to wrestling in Rochester. Woo!
Woo! I love that. I'm going to make a promo out of that. Thank you.
I got my little guy with me. He's 5 years old. He's a big wrestling fan. So.
Oh, well, he's going to have a good time. And come up to talk to us. And we'll put you back on hold. We'll get your information and mail them out to you. Thank you so much for calling, okay?
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. All right. There we go. Phew. You there? Oh, Rob. I thought I punched Rob up. Maybe I didn't. Hold on a second. Hey, it's Artiste. You there, buddy?
I am here.
Sorry. I thought we lost you there for a second. I was just...
Well, that's what happened to you. Up on me, Richard.
Richard? Oh, my gosh. Richard?
Richard?
You like the Yankees? Well, you know, some real quick news. We only got a couple minutes till the end of the show. Well, Brad Duesberg didn't know what match he was having when we talked to him, but now we know it's going to be a ladder match at WrestleMania. Against who? We just kind of talked with Dave about it, who it might be. We're not really sure. But, you know, Ziggler and Ambrose might be in there. I mean, everyone who's been passing the belt around the last 2 weeks is probably going to be involved in it. So,
welcome to your potential show stealer.
Yeah.
How does R-Truth fit into this at all?
Give Truth a chance.
Yeah, give him a chance. R-Truth, he needs a spot on that show. Rey Mysterio was quietly moved to the WWE alumni section Thursday, and the company issued the following statement confirming his departure. Rey Mysterio is no longer under contract with the WWE. So we knew that was coming for a long time. It's nice that they did acknowledge it at least. And now Ray is out, going to be doing who knows what. Lucha, what's the show called again?
Lucha Underground.
Yeah, Lucha Underground. Or he's going to be doing Independence. And you may see him in your neighborhood. You never know.
Maybe it's just me, but he never lived up to the potential I thought he had in WWE. And it's hard when you wrestle for 2 months and then you're injured for 10 every single year.
Well, he was hurt. He had a bicep injury and he had a knee injury and it was just terrible.
My favorite return was still the overweight Silver Surfer.
Yeah, the overweight Silver Surfer. Definitely a distinct look for him. Some other news. Jon Stewart's going to be at Monday Night Raw this night. If you followed the Jon Stewart Seth Rollins back and forth. Seth Rollins actually showed up on Fridays, or was it
Daily Show?
The Daily Show, Thursday's Daily Show, and put Jon Stewart in a headlock, kind of, and then challenged him to come. So he's going to be. It's in Newark, so I believe the Daily Show is taped in North New Jersey or someplace in New York City. So it's not like a far stretch for him to go. Some other news. This is very rumorish. We'll just throw this out now. Champion Brock Lesnar apparently left Monday Night Raw before he was supposed to be on this past week. He had kind of a disagreement about a contract in the back, and instead of him coming out and cutting that, you know, with that promo with Paul Heyman, he just left. And not really sure what that means. Maybe they tried to get him to sign another contract for the next year. Kind of like they usually do that when you got a month left. They'll say, okay, sign it now or you're not going to be on TV or something. And I always like that. But sometimes they use negotiating tools to get people to sign for another year. Maybe that was it. But we're really not sure exactly why. But he left. So he was supposed to be on Monday Night Raw. It was one of his last four appearances. Did not come on. So, Artiste, what do you think about that, brother?
I don't know. I want to make a real quick point for you. I've run out of time. I just want to say Rhino and Brian Kendrick, further proof that NXT is the best thing going right now.
Absolutely.
Hopefully there's an NXT championship match at WrestleMania. I just want to speed that in before we run out of time.
Okay, well, we got like a little over a minute left. Maybe we'll roll out to.
We do have. Can we talk about a very important tweet that came out
sure. This
week? John Cena doing a Twitter Q&A. It was 31 days to WrestleMania 31. Someone asked him, you know, who he thought the most underutilized players were for WWE.
His number
one, a current tag team champion, Cesaro. But the other guy he mentioned, Rochester's own.
Luke Harper. Playing his music right now. We're actually going to run out of the show with it. Luke, very, very excited news. I mean, that was yesterday. So you can't beat getting a nod from the guy who's at the top of the company, you know? Yeah, so hey, Rob, drive safe, man. We'll see you next week here in town.
I don't know. It was 4:30 today on this station. I'm following the Nazareth Hockey game. So
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, Nazareth Hockey on 4:30 today this afternoon. Mr. Rob Sanderson, the artiste, will be calling the game. Dude, drive safe.
I can get there in time.
If you can get there in time, drive safe, brother. We'll talk to you, okay?
Yep.
Okay, we'll see you all this Friday at the house show, at the live event. We'll all be there. You'll see us in a Pain Clinic shirts, and maybe you'll wear yours. That'd be really cool. And we got to get out of here. Thank you, Wade Barrett. Thank you, everybody, for calling. We'll see you next week, folks.